This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Robert Earl Keane writes songs that are Western epics of outlaws and grifters, story songs about ventures across the Mexico border, and happy riffs on the simple pleasures of chewing tobacco, catching a 5-pound bass, or a bag of farm-fresh onions.
Big and round and sweet and real, good to eat, and they appeal to anyone who wants a meal that's sure to fortify. Kiss the stars or sweat the years, it appears that all your fears won't bring to you those happy tears that feel so good to cry. Farm Fresh Onions.
Farm Fresh Onions is the title of Robert Earl Keane's latest CD. He's from Texas, has been making music for 20 years now, and traveling from show to show is a big part of the deal. He spends about half the year on the road, and he says that gets more surreal all the time.
I think, you know, you just become your own Fellini movie after a while. You know, I mean, now we have this game that the bass player Bill Whitbeck made up called Smush Ball. And then also, not only do we play this game and try to explain it, but when somebody new comes around and they you know, now the thing is like, you want to play some Smush Ball? Like, it's a brand new thing to do.
What is Smush Ball?
It's just, you know, the little cup holders that you hold your drinks in? Well, they have them all over a bus, right? So you just take a piece of paper and smush it up and try to throw it into your opponent's drink holder.
Well, it makes its way into a song.
Yeah, first fan. Well, hearing all the hollering at 3 o'clock in the morning in the back of the bus, I figured it should go into a song at least.
We were at the Rhythm Room in Scottsdale, Arizona. It was in the summertime, it must have been 02. Got there way too early and sat around for hours. Loaded in when the man came down and the smush ball game was through.
I've been to some of your shows that are just packed with loud, often drunk, largely male fans who know every word to every song that you sing. And I just wonder what it's like to be on stage feeding off of that.
It's frightening. It's like walking the plank or something. You know, you feel like you're out on the plank and they're just hollering, you know, and jump, jump. All you do is do your best, and if it gets too bad, you just turn up your amps louder.
Drown them out.
That's the only thing you can do sometimes.
The room was small, but the crowd turned out of Scottsdale, Arizona. They listened to the stuff we played and sometimes sang along. We finished up, but they wanted more, so we kept right on playing. Played and stayed in the desert shade till we played up every song.
We played a New Year's show about 2 years ago, and there was a guy that was up front kind of pushing people around, and then it got into a little scuffle, and then there was a fist fight with about 9 guys involved, and finally, you know, this one sort of reemerges with, you know, a little bit of blood on his face, and he keeps holding this thing in front of me and screaming and pointing at it, and finally I just stopped and I said, "What exactly do you want?" And he says, "It's my tooth, man. I lost my tooth for you."
You have talked before about how important reading is in your life. What are you reading these days?
Right now I'm reading I'm going to try to muscle my way through the whole Shelby Foote Civil War thing, and I'm in the middle of the first volume of that. Let's see, before that, I finished the last Cormac McCarthy book that I ever came across, which was the first one, which was called The Orchard Keeper.
Are there ways that things you observe or learn from these writers, are there ways that these filter down into your songs?
I think it filters in a big way, particularly in setting, not so much in characterization, but some of these writers that just build these beautiful settings, that seems to sink into my consciousness, and that's what I try to do when I start working on a song, is I build this landscape in my head, and it helps a lot, and that's what I think really good writers do.
put the horses in the stable, load the mules on the train, set your pistols on the table, leave the dogs out in the rain.
And that's your basic spaghetti western setting. And this one, and Let the Music Play, it's somebody's real last chance at anything. You know, this person's sort of trying to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and move on, even though they've been pretty much beaten to a pulp.
Turn it up down low, hear the four winds blow, by your head to pray. It ain't what you planned, you got one last stand. Let the music play.
Is it a really different kind of process to write a song like Let the Music Play, which has a narrative and sort of a storyline to it, and another song like So Sorry Blues that's more anecdotal?
They come from two different places. So Sorry Blues is somewhat of a joke on myself about how extremely lazy I am. and that's why we kind of chose that really, really slowed down classic bluesy treatment of a song that's just talking about someone who can just is so lazy they can barely move.
Don't get ambitious, hold out one hand, now make the thumbs up sign, yeah, you the man. I gotta rest myself now, pretty baby.
You're joking about how lazy you are, but you're about to go out on a huge tour, and that's hard work. I mean, there's nothing lazy about that.
No, I do work a lot, but you know, it doesn't keep you from saying, I don't want to work.
Well, how do you get geared up for it then?
Golly, I don't know, Melissa.
A lot of coffee.
How does anybody get geared up for work? I don't know. I just grab my stuff and throw it on the bus and start going.
Robert Earl Keen, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Melissa.
Robert Earl Keen's new CD is titled Farm Fresh Onions.
That's my story, that's my song. Somebody ask you where I'm going. Tell him he gone on.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.